Now, back to Barely Legal with Robin Earl and David Spada on TalkZone.com.
Okay, it's about 36 past the hour. Before we get started here, a shout goes out to my buddy out there, Lance Machine, at IBE USA. Lance, hope things are going well, buddy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. But they're a business consulting company that might be a sponsor of the Barely Legal Show coming up here real soon. So we're always excited about that, you know. We're trying to get Bobby Hall on the phone. Randy is dialing feverishly behind the glass.
But I think Bobby's at the tavern.
Bobby's probably at the tavern somewhere, not answering his phone. The golden jet might be jetting away on us. But we've had him on, and he is a gas. Philip, I don't know if you know who Bobby Hall is. He's one of the most famous hockey players here with the Blackhawks. You know, didn't he sign for $1 million when he went up north to the old Canadian?
WFL.
WFL or WHL?
WHL.
Yeah, please, not football. It's hockey.
I got football in my head.
But let's talk a little bit about the summer games, or summer.
Winter.
Geez, man, my head's in a marble here. Winter games with the Olympics. Philip, get a chance to take a look at some of that Olympic games?
I really hadn't looked at it a whole lot. I mean, I remember the first day when they had the guy that died.
Oh, yeah. The
luge. I messed up probably the only thing I saw. I saw a lot of that the first few days, but after that, I didn't follow it much. I'm usually working out in the evening, so
okay.
I don't have time to look at TV.
Now, I got a question to ask you, because I was always a guy that liked to work out in the morning. Why the evening instead of the mornings?
Well, because all our guys that power lift, they got jobs, and they didn't go home until 5.
So. Oh, that J-O-B.
Yeah.
Just over broke gets in the way.
Exactly so.
Just gets in the way.
So I have to, I'll go over there with them at 5. But if I go to EFT and do some conditioning and training with them, I'll go over there like 11 in the morning. So.
Is DeVaris go with you at all?
He works out there. He works out at EFT. And I mean, they helped him with his 40-yard dash last year.
Get done with the show, give me, I'd like to get the address
and we'll
try to hook up and so forth. What I'd like to have DeVaris come to is the Maine South, the Sunday night clinic.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
who runs it? The coach at Park Ridge.
Well, that's Charlie Bliss.
Okay.
He runs that. It's an elite group. He picks out about 15 of the top quarterbacks, and then he's got a receiver, and let's get I'll be more than happy to pick him up and take him over there.
That'd be good.
It's Sunday night, and Kevin looks so forward to that. Your son obviously made all-area basketball. Kevin made team two. They picked three teams on the North, what do we call ourselves, the North Suburban League? North Suburban League, and Kevin was in the top 15 basketball, and, of course, DeVaris was right there with him. So.
And then you got Jeremy Richmond going to Illinois.
He's from Zion Benton, right?
Yeah.
Or the kid from Waukegan.
No, Waukegan.
Well, you know what? We'll go ahead and chit-chat a little bit. I'm going to pull up the IHI.
Phil, you played in Georgia. You had a pretty good running back there, Terrell Davis. Did you ever dream you'd become the player you did in the NFL?
I think, I knew he had it in him. Garrison Hurst was there first.
And then you had Robert Edwards
after? He left
after
a year, and then Terrell came. I knew he could be good. I saw him run. He was injured a lot at Georgia, and you never really knew his potential. But I guess he got to Denver and got on special teams and hit this guy and then made the team and then just moved him to running back and it was going from there.
I mean, this guy was incredible with those 2,000 yards. If he didn't get injured, I think he would have been over 12,000 yards in his career.
Yeah, I still think he should be in the Hall of Fame, though.
He was a semifinalist.
Yeah, I think he should still get in there.
What do you think about Richard Dent being a Hall of Famer?
He should have been in there already. He should have been in there.
You think
so? It's a long overdue. I think he should have been in there.
Okay.
Everybody on that Bears team, that defense that year, 8-5 defense.
Oof.
Every one of those guys should be in there, you ask me. It's been a long time since then, and I think those guys should get in.
Hey, going back to the the Illinois State basketball playoffs, has Vernon Hills had a game yet?
Start tonight,
yeah. You know who we caught? Warren, at Warren.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be a packed house.
We got Grays Lake.
Grays Lake?
Well, we're in North Chicago.
Okay, you should get by them.
They got us last time.
Oof.
That was the game my son hit a three-pointer at the last second to win the game, but they say he stepped on the line.
Oh, so...
So it didn't count.
Gee whiz.
I was down at the bottom of the bleachers looking at the referees because I was really pissed off.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Give them that mean look saying, hey, you gotta reverse that call for crying out loud. But it's so amazing how... the era when I played, and of course, man, you've had such a great career. You know, the average football player only makes it 3.2 years. I was very fortunate to play 9, and hell, you're going on 15 now. Right. Yeah, how many more do you think you might have in you? How many more in the tank there, Phil?
As long as they keep paying them.
we joke all the time around Redskins facility that I'll play until DeVars get there, and we'll be the first five combination in the NFL.
Well, we got 6 years. You think you can do it?
Look at Daryl Green. He went, 20 years with the Redskins?
Wow. Yeah, what a phenom that kid was. But, man, he kept himself in such great shape. Did you see Willie Gault at some expedition track meet run a 60?
He still can run.
And can he still run? He's 49 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
He went to some of those speed camps, I guess.
Now, this kid out of USC ran a 4.26 at 230 pounds?
The safety.
At the combine.
Yes. It was 4.24 and a 4.34. And
whoa.
I don't know what happened there. I mean, then they said the official time ended up being a 4.43. And that's a big.
It didn't look like a 4.25.
Well, they went back last night and showed the guy that ran the 4.28.
Okay.
He was right. And then they showed the guy that ran the next time. He was right in between both of those guys. So now they're saying it's more like a 4.30.
Oh, man.
But to be that size,
a safety that big, I mean, that's scary.
Yeah, but can he play?
Well, they say he only had like 2 interceptions over the last year.
I mean,
years
you now. Know, the guy looks like Godzilla in a pair of shorts, but can he play on the football field?
Remember Alonzo Spellman?
Hey, oh, Jesus. take a guy that I played against, outside linebacker for the Steelers. Oh, I'm trying to remember his name. This guy could run a 5.2, Phillip, but he's a Hall of Famer.
Right. Exactly.
You get Jack Lambert. You get Jack Ham.
Who was the 2 outside linebackers?
Ham, Lambert.
Jack Ham. Jack Ham couldn't run a 5.2, but you tell him to get to point A to point B, he made the play. That's all that matters, right? Make the play.
Yeah, Alonzo Spellman looked like Godzilla, and he played like Jane.
I just think that the combine, like you said, it's a meat market. It's just so damn overrated.
It is.
Okay to get the physicals. It's okay to get the interview, to see your intellect, see you know how you communicate, what kind of chemistry you are as a player, as a person. But, as far as all that stuff on the field, you still don't have pads on.
But look at the Redskins. Every year they sign the top free agents, and they just cannot seem to win. What's the problem there?
Hey, just talent. I mean, sometimes you put together too much talent, and it don't work out.
It doesn't work.
You need role players sometimes.
You need ruggers.
I mean, you got Clinton Portis, who's a top-notch running back there. You got Betts backing him up. I mean, you guys are just loaded.
Yeah, I just think, guys, dedication is the thing for us. Everybody got to be dedicated, get in the weight room, work out, be in shape, those kind of things. So if we do that, we'll be fine. You know, I think Shanahan's going to change a lot of things.
Oh, that's right. You got Shanahan. Oh, he's got to change the whole philosophy about the Redskins.
Exactly.
Man.
At least you got a coach with experience, Jim Zorn. I mean,
have you had a team meeting? You've met him, and have you gone through all that yet? Or
no, we haven't met. I haven't met Shanahan yet. I haven't talked to Shanahan or Haslett.
Okay.
I met Bruce Allen for about a little over an hour, and talked to him, and I like him a lot.
How often do you got to go back in the off season?
Well, we start up the 15th, so I guess all the guys you want
to March.
Yes.
Okay.
He's got to sign first, Robin. He's a free agent. Maybe the Bears will go after him tomorrow night.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Besides the Redskins, obviously that's where you'd like to go back. What else is on the platter?
I mean, you know, I'm just waiting to get this deal finalized and go from there. You know, I mean, you know, free agency starts Friday, and I'm thinking they want to get it done before then. So I'm actually looking for a call today.
Okay.
And hopefully it's good news, and they'll send the information over, the stuff over, and I'll go from there.
Now, well, Randy, they call up the owner of the Redskins, Dan Snyder, and get it done right now.
the issue I heard on both radio stations, ESPN and theScore, that the Bears were talking with Peppers, which is illegal to do until the free agency pops up here on Friday, right? What's that all about? Leave it to the Bears.
Hey, I don't know, man.
Didn't he get a compensation from San Francisco because they talked to Briggs early?
That's why San Francisco dropped out of the Briggs race, because they didn't want to have problems. I think they got like a 5th-round pick for it, but...
Yeah, still a 5th-round pick. Wasn't that Johnny Knox?
The rule is you can't negotiate until free agency starts. That's the rule. So, I mean, I don't know what happened.
I mean, I'm talking about I can't even talk to him
yet.
It could be hearsay, though.
I mean, it could be hearsay. It could be somebody just trying to throw something out there.
All the NFL teams play by the book. Don't tell me they cheat.
Yeah, I think it happens. I think it happens, but you know, until Until the league do something, I'll just sit back and wait and see.
Listen, if you're an agent,
innocent until proven guilty.
It doesn't say anything about the agents not being able to contact the teams. It just says the teams can't talk to the agents. So if you're an agent, you've got to be talking to these teams before the signing.
Oh yeah, period. Agents can reach out. Yeah, I mean they want to figure out what their guy, you know, what he's worth, and
they give
them
scenarios.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Are you interested?
I got Julius Peppers here. Would you be interested in someone of his caliber? What would you give someone of his caliber as a signing bonus?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just think this kind of blown out of proportion. I mean, all these rules about this tampering and all this stuff. I mean, he's a free agent. Most of these teams don't want him back. I mean, it's Carolina ain't really working hard to get him back. So just let it go. I mean, let it go. I mean, he's fair game.
If you're running the Bears, what would you do to firm up this team, make it better?
Bring me back.
Good answer.
I don't know. I mean, I always thought the defense was solid. I mean, last year wasn't the year they wanted. I mean, when you let my man from Cincinnati come back in here and run through you, that ain't good. So, I mean, that was pretty bad. I watched that guy. I was like, wow. Couldn't believe it. But I think they just need to solidify things on defense, get it back to where it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, Jay Cutler got to come along. You know, he didn't have the year everybody expected him to have. I mean, you spend that kind of money on a quarterback, you know, you want him to come in here and do some things right away, but they got to put some receivers around him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can't do it by himself.
I heard that they have a top-notch group of receivers there right now, someone was telling me the other day. I laughed. I said, they don't have any Pro Bowl receivers.
I'm going to pass on that one. I just don't see the kind of receivers that he needs to be around him to be successful.
They destroyed Devin Hester. They took a Hall of Fame kick and punt returner, and they put him as a number one receiver, and he just lost everything.
So I thought that was a bad move, too. They're trying to make him a number one. He's not a number one receiver.
No.
But he do, you know, I mean, what you do best, let's keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just like the DN. I pay attention to Chicago a lot. Just like Anderson, the DN. They took Alex Brown and they made Anderson the starter.
Right.
And the guy had 12 sacks a year when he was backing up Alex coming in on third down. They tried to bring Alex out of there and put him in there, and he didn't have the same kind of year. And then they had to end up putting Alex back. So those kind of things, if it's working, let it stay.
Let it work.
Who was your coach? You had Durant for all your years with the Bears, right?
Yes.
How was he as a coach?
He was good. I mean, he's a player's coach. I mean, he's a guy you can talk to, go to. I mean, he's a player's coach, but, you know, I mean.
And you had Greg Blatch, who was just nuts, I heard.
character. I've been with him for a while.
Wait a minute. Now you got him down in Washington,
yeah,
right?
He just retired.
Oh, he just retired.
I had him. Okay. I was with him for 10 years. And I tell you what, I love the guy, man. Definitely a guy that knows what he's doing. He knows the defense inside and out. He will let you know, no matter who you are, whether whether you're doing good or you're doing bad. So he's one of those guys. He's just fiery, you know. He's a fiery guy. He will come to you and let you know how you feel.
Gotcha. Hey, they got you here at 6'5", 305. Man, you don't look 305. Well, how much you weigh?
292, 293 right now.
Okay, well, that's close enough.
I was 305 when I came in last year.
Just a couple of cheeseburgers away.
I mean, powerlifting. Powerlifting put a lot of muscle weight on you.
They do.
So I came in 305. It was a lot of muscle on me last year.
Gotcha.
Isn't Tony Mandrich a powerlifter now, too?
Yeah, I don't know. He powered steroids, boy. I tell you.
Oh wow.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Donaldsonville, Georgia. How big a town is Donaldsonville?
Small, man. About 2,500 people.
Okay.
That's small.
It's got
man.
A stoplight, maybe a dry cleaners or a gas station.
We got about two or three stoplights.
Okay. What part of Georgia?
Southwest corner.
Southwest corner.
We're right on the Alabama and Florida line.
Okay.
Pretty much, you know. Okay. Fishing, hunting. I mean, all that down there. You know, I grew up small, real small town.
Quite a change coming to the Midwest here in Chicago, isn't it?
It is. Well, I started out in Seattle. Well,
oh, that's true.
Well,
that's true.
It was a progression. Donaldsonville to Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
Medium sized city to Seattle.
Uh huh.
Another.
A little bigger.
Middle, a little bigger. Then to Chicago.
Phew.
You know, that's how it all worked
and
out.
And Phillip's got every guy's dream. He's got a beautiful home on the 10th fairway up there at White Deer Run. My home course, by the way. I play it a lot. You know, how's your golf game, man?
Now he's got guys knocking on the door. Now that autographs.
Whoa. I didn't say it was on, I'm not going to say it. Because every once in a while I'll see DeVaris out there and I'll shout out to him.
Right.
But, Do you get out and play a little bit?
No, I was taking lessons, and then I
what made you buy in the golf course?
Dislocated my wrist,
just like the
and
house?
Then, since then I haven't really, you know. No, it was just a good location with that pond, with that lake right behind
beautiful.
Me there.
It
was a good location. It was a good lot. I said, let's take it.
I go by there every time I wait to work.
How many golf balls end up in your patio? You get a few up there?
I had a few hit my house, too. So, yeah. I mean, you got to think, the tee is right there. You have to really shank that thing to hit my house.
You got to give it the old left
man.
Hooker.
You have to really slice it.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, slice for a lefty, but a hook for a righty.
Righty, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm having some lefties hit my house.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, that's great, man. I tell you what, you know, it's always great. I mean, this hour has just flown by so fast, man, but that's cool. We'll have to get on Bobby Hall's ass for not picking up his damn phone today. I thought you got that confirmed when you
drove
in.
Confirmed it 2 hours ago.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You got to get Bobby at 9 o'clock in the morning, right when he starts drinking.
I believe
well, I kind of understand because, you know, last week and you were trying to get me on, and I was like, I would send the messages late, and I was like, man, it's too late. So
I know. But we really, really appreciate you're such a humble guy, and the more I get to know you, that you're genuine, man. I think that.
I appreciate that.
And you know what? I went through the steroid era. Back in the 70s and early 80s, I mean, these guys were taking them for lunch every day, it seemed like. How was it when in your era, you know?
I haven't seen much of it, you know, at all. You know,
has the NFL really cracked that out? I mean, do you know guys that are masking it all? Do you know guys that are you know, boy, you look at some of these stallions, you go, they got to be on something.
I mean, I think the league do a good job now of with testing guys.
Testing.
They test you. They pop
and blood.
Up. I'm telling you, when I started powerlifting, it seemed like they test me more. I put some on YouTube. They came to my house two or three times in the offseason. I was like, hold on.
No kidding.
You know, so they test you now a lot more. And, you know, of course, you know, probably some guy. I mean, I look at some guys, you know, out there, and I'm like, man, he just looked like he taking HGH or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, there's some guys out there that probably still doing something.
Look at the most successful teams in the late 70s. The Steelers, Frisco, Oakland, they were loaded with them.
Right.
With all the steroid guys.
No kidding. Yeah.
And they're all in the Bay Area except
now,
for Pittsburgh.
Now, Philip, your agent, who are you going to be working with a couple of years from now full-time? What's his name again?
Andre Jones.
Andre Jones. A website? What? If someone who's listening to this show, and hopefully we have a few, and, you know, this isn't – a lot of people don't listen to this show live, but they'll podcast, and we'll have lots of podcasts. But if someone wants to contact your agent, how would they contact him?
Well, our website is www.apr-sports.com.
APR-sports.com. Okay.
That's our website. And on there, you can just leave us messages. We all got email addresses. You can email me at philip@apr-sports.com.
Gotcha.
There's a picture of some Redskin with the number 93 tackling somebody.
Is that? Oh, hey. Got to get to that website, man.
I don't know.
It's
who
on
93
the other day.
Is.
It's on your website. Then.
And he's tacking. Looks like Brandon Jacobs from the Giants.
Oh, that's me.
I don't know who the other guy is.
You went to the website.
You started, how many games this year? 13?
I started 15.
15?
And the only reason I didn't start 16 because we went nickel the first play of the game. And I wasn't on nickel. I was on. I'm a rundown guy.
There's got to be a bonus for that. maybe did you have a 16 game start bonus and they pulled you on that game?
No, they didn't. They didn't. If I would have had a bonus, I probably just ran out there. We got
a
penalty.
Yeah, don't you be
too many men on the field.
Don't be screwing up my bonus.
You had a little tragedy with the Redskins back in 2008 there.
Oh, with Sean Taylor.
With Sean Taylor.
Yeah, that was a sad situation there, man, and just you know. Just guys doing crazy stuff, young guys breaking into a house. I guess his sister had a party at the house like a week before or so, and he went back. He didn't play in the Tampa game with us, so he went home to check on his house, and they broke in. And it was just a sad story, man. Sad situation.
They get
man.
The guys? They catch him?
Yeah, they caught all the guys.
Him?
They caught all the guys. They still, I think, they're going through the process now and trying to.
Oh, wow.
They brought the team closer together, it seemed like.
Oh, it did, man. We made a playoff run right after that, and we lost the next game against Buffalo. That's when Coach Gibbs called two timeouts and at the end of the game. So I really think he was going to make the field goal regardless. Didn't matter.
Well, one of the best games of the year was you guys and the Saints. Oh, my God. That was a hell of a game.
Oh, yeah.
Overtime, wasn't it? I believe it was, wasn't it? That was a good close game. And
you know what?
You had him down two touchdowns, for God's sake.
Our kicker missed the field goal. We would have went up 10 with 2 minutes left.
That's right.
And he missed the field goal.
And here comes and Breeze.
Of course, he got released the next after that game. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We should have beat them. We should have been the first team to beat them.
How did you have Jim Zorn as your coach? I mean, you think Dan Snyder will pull all the stops, get a top-rate coach, and you get the Seattle Seahawks old quarterback as your coach.
Oh, I don't know, man. Jim's a great guy, though. I mean, he's a great guy. It just didn't work out for him. But they brought him in as the offense coordinator.
Yeah, he just looked like a deer in headlights.
I mean, he got moved up to that job so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like one of those things. He came in to do one job, then now you got two jobs.
It's like Russ Grimm. Russ Grimm said he's one of the finalists for the Bears job with Lovie Smith, and he said, I wasn't qualified to be a head coach.
Unbelievable. Hey, we're going to put a wrap on today. What a great, great show. Philip, thank you very much for coming in studio, man. You've enlightened our show. I know Dave's loved having you here. I just want to thank Philip Daniels and our sponsors, of course, with David Law Office and the Bolingbrook Golf Club and, of course, the WOW Mobile Team. And don't forget to be out at the Home Remodeling and Expo at the Lincolnshire Marriott this weekend. I'll be out there. For now, this is the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earl. My partner, David Spada. We'll see you next week.